Driving in first gear.
1969, a typical family dinner.
Look, Grandma, Little Bit's getting to be as big in the bust as you are.
Mother, could we please change the subject?
Well, I hope you are buying her some decent bras. Never had a decent bra growing up in the Depression. Now my shoulders are just crippled. Crippled from the weight hanging on my shoulders. The dents from my bra straps are big enough to put your finger in. Here, let me show you.
Grandma, please don't undress at the dinner table.
I thought the entertainment came after the dinner.
This is how it always starts. My grandfather, Big Papa, will chime in next with...
Yep, if Little Bit gets any bigger, we're going to have to buy her a wheelbarrow to carry in front of her.
Damn it! Yep.
Hey, how about those Redskins on Sunday, Big Papa?
Huh?
The only sport Big Papa followed was chasing Grandma around the house.
Or we could write to Kate Smith, ask her for some of her used brassiere she don't want anymore. She could maybe give a Little Bit here.
I can't stand it, I can't!
Now, honey, that's just their way.
I tell you, Grandma, Little Bit's at that age. Mm-hmm. She's so sensitive, you can't say boo.
I'd like some privacy, that's all, okay? Some goddamn privacy!
Well, at least she didn't use the Savior's name.
And Big Papa wouldn't let a dead dog lie, no sirree.
Well, she better stop being so sensitive, because 5 minutes before Little Bit turns a corner, it turned first.
That's it, that's it!
Little Bit, you can't let him get to you. Then he wins.
I hate him. Hate him.
That's fine. But hate him and eat a good dinner at the same time.